Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirits this morning. I pray that life is speaking to you and you are, your spirits are rising more and more just as the sun shines upon us each and every day. This morning, I'm going to be reading from James 1 and 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Again, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. 1 and 19. Notice how slow is mentioned twice. Slow to speak and slow to become angry. And we all know that being angry can cause us to be in a very bad place. So it's imperative that we watch our spirit when it comes to that. But just imagine the consequences we have to face when we're slow to speak. And it doesn't have to be in a moment of anger or spirit when someone upsets you. That is just in our life dearly, being slow to speak. Being slow to sit back away from whatever the conversation may be, whatever the situation may be, if it's someone is calling you or asking you for something or asking you for an opinion or asking you to come on board something or whatever the case may be, we have to be very careful about agreeing to stuff so quickly. We have to be more careful about putting ourselves in situations when we, and not remembering that, we are attached to other people. So when we agree to something, we're bringing those who are attached to us into an agreement without being slow to speak and going to them, going to prayer, seeking God's peace and advice over the situation. It brings us turmoil when we put ourselves in situations because we weren't slow to speak, because we didn't take a moment to sit back and really analyze the situation, analyze the question, analyze what is being asked of us. We weren't slow to speak. And so in that, in turn, put ourselves in situations that can cause us then to get angry at ourselves because we weren't slow to speak, because we weren't slow to just take a moment to be still. If you have to put yourself in a moment by, if you don't want to hang up the phone with someone, you can say hold on and press mute and give your time to be still and hear from God. In a meeting, ask, can you be be excused to go to the restroom or to make a call or just to have a moment just to clear your mind. People who make executive decisions and great decisions, they always say, let me get back with you. Let me go and test the numbers. Let me go look at this. Let me see what I have before I tell you what I can commit to. Let me look at my schedule. We have to start practicing ourselves. And I'm speaking to myself this morning in that manner. I'm speaking to myself every morning, but just really, really hearing from God and hearing the Spirit in this area of concern in our lives and really just being still and listening and hearing. It says, listen, listen. Be slow to listen, slow to speak. We have to listen and hear clearly and then be slow before we respond so that we make sure that we're responding correctly and we're responding in the Spirit. Father God, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for your Spirit that speaks truth over our lives, into our lives, that grow into us, Lord God. Lord, as you continue to new life into us, as your seasons change, and as we feel the different effect of the wind in the morning, Lord God, I pray that we will feel that same effect in our lives, that you will blow on us a new wind, a new spirit that we can hear from you, Lord God. Lord God, let us know who we are in you. Give us, Lord God, the clarity and the obedience, Lord God, to be slow in our moving so that we can hear from you, Lord God. and know that we can hear clearly, Lord God, so that the reward can be greater to glorify you, Lord God, not allowing us to act in flesh and in self and doing what we think is best, Lord God, but to, Lord God, to be able to walk in the fullness of your joy and your peace and your clarity. Show us and allow us how to do that, Lord God, in a humbling way, Lord God, not prideful, but a humbling way, Lord God, that pleases your heart, Lord God. Lord, I speak this morning to those who are seeking healing. I pray that they will speak life over their bodies. I speak to those who are mourning. I pray that they will speak comfort to their lives, Lord God. I'm looking at scriptures last night, and I thank you, God, for the revelation of the many times that the people who were healed and who were blessed because of you, Lord God, you didn't do anything major. You just told them your faith has healed you. Your faith has blessed you. Your faith, by your faith. So, Lord God, I pray this morning that by faith we are healed. By faith we are blessed. By faith we see who we are in you, Lord God. By faith, Lord God, that we can do what you're calling us to do, Lord God, by faith. Not in our own might, Lord God, but by your might, by your will, Lord God. Let it be done, Lord God, for you, Lord God, so that we please your heart, Lord God, so that you get to glory, Lord God. Give us, Lord God, the strength, the patience enough to be still, listen, and be slow to speak. It's in Jesus' name we thank you in advance for every area in our life, every blessing, every ounce of favor, every ounce of love, every ounce that you have for us, Lord God, of mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have a great day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be joy. Be slow to speak. Slow to listen. Let God handle it and let him be in you as you go forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Thank you for touching and agreeing with these prayer calls. I thank you. I pray that it is blessing you, and in turn, you are blessing others. Have a great and amazing day. Love you. Bye-bye.